a deal with India that could unlock $1 trillion in trade around the world. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and the economy. An issue with India has been papered over that had been holding up a massive global trade deal that supporters say could add $1 trillion to the world economy and add 18 million jobs, especially in poor countries. The World Trade Organization has been working on this package of trade liberalization for years, but the U.S. refused to agree because U.S. negotiators thought a relatively new food security system in India would cause global distortions in trade. The BBC's Samir Hashmi joins us on the line from Mumbai. Good morning, Samir.
Good morning, David.
Give me a sense of this food security system that India was so keen to protect.
Well, essentially, India has the social welfare program that runs across the country, under which it provides basic food items like rice and wheat at subsidized rates, especially to that section of the society which is below the poverty line. In effect, it's close to half the country which falls into that category. Well, the U.S. essentially, or the Western countries led by the U.S., argue that if artificially cheap food prices are sold in one country, then that might spill over to other countries, which might distort global food prices.
And so what they've worked out is some kind of interim deal?
For now, India can go ahead and buy rice and wheat at higher than market price from local Indian farmers and then sell it at subsidized rates. So it's not a permanent solution. What they essentially have agreed is that they will go ahead with the deal. It'll be interesting to really see what will be the long-lasting solution to it, because India has made it quite clear that's not going to back off when it comes to this issue.
The BBC's Samir Hashmi in Mumbai. Samir, thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.
New statistics on student loans released today show the cost of getting a bachelor's degree is still rising, and these latest numbers show that the average debt for undergraduates sits at $28,400, up 2% from last year. As Adam Allington reports, the people with the really big debt loads are not the only ones to worry about.
Lauren Asher is president of the Institute for College Access and Success, which publishes the report. She notes that even though the rate at which tuition is increasing is going down,
that's still growth on top of much faster growth before, far exceeding inflation, let alone where family wages are.
Asher says that even as unemployment rates among college graduates improve following the Great Recession, loan defaults still continue to rise. But those students with the highest debt are typically entering more lucrative career fields. That's according to Susan Donarski, an economist at the University of Michigan.
The people with the largest debts are the ones who went to professional school. They've got a BA already. Typically, you know, the default rate for that group of students is about 3%.
Compare that to students with just a bachelor's degree defaulting at 16%, and even higher for those who drop out before graduating. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
The federal government today will push for more safeguards for prepaid debit cards. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau wants these popular prepaid cards to protect consumers from liability when fraudulent charges are made. Plus, it wants stricter timetables for returning money to customers who've been swindled. Now, let's check the numbers. The 100-share index in London is up 0.33%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up as well. If you found yourself on a flight recently, knees jammed to your nostrils, consider this. An airline based in the United Arab Emirates is offering what amounts to an apartment on an airplane. Nova Sappho has more.
They call it the residence.
This is the ultimate in luxury.
A video tour produced by Etihad Airlines shows off their new apartment in the sky, complete with a living room, bathroom, bedroom, and a butler.
This is what you would expect if you were staying at the finest hotel, or if you're on a super yacht, or traveling by private jet.
And that gives you an idea of the customers Etihad Airlines is trying to reach. The apartment in the sky costs $20,000 for a one-way ticket. A hefty price tag, but not for the wealthy in the Persian Gulf states.
These are societies where there are some of the highest proportion of millionaires and billionaires per capita anywhere in the world.
David Andrew Weinberg is a senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He specializes in the Persian Gulf region and says the big airlines in that part of the world have royal ties.
All of these are prestige projects for principalities in the Gulf. It's an outbidding contest of who can build the most luxurious new feature.
But Weinberg says the airlines are part of an effort to build up industries that can take over once the current source of wealth, oil, runs out. The 10-year-old Etihad Airlines became profitable only a couple of years ago, and it's competing with a host of international carriers, all trying to out-luxury each other. Andrew Schmall is an airline industry consultant with the firm Strategy And.
International airlines are leading the way in super premium services.
Schmall says increasingly those services are trickling down to U.S. carriers.
Such as lie flat beds, higher end cuisine where you can select your meal rather than just accept the meal given to you.
U.S. carriers are also offering luxury cars that ferry passengers between connecting flights. Meanwhile, Etihad's competitor, Emirates Airlines, says it too will offer apartments in the sky on some of its planes. I'm Novosafo for Marketplace.
Turning to the business of entertainment here, Deadline.com and The New York Times are reporting today that Hasbro, the toy company, is in talks to buy the Hollywood movie studio DreamWorks. No price determined yet, but it would be a mix of cash and stock. As we've previously reported, DreamWorks has been looking for a buyer, but it's resisted what it's seen as lowball offers if the merger goes through. Imagine Shrek riding Little Pony. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.